The FT.
How should Mexico combat the incredulity and distrust that President Enrique Peña Nieto himself admits has swept the country? His PRI party came to power 2 years ago on the promise of reforms, but despite some early successes, faith in the government's integrity has plummeted. I'm Jude Weber, and I recently spoke to the finance minister, Luis Videgaray, about the reform process and what needs to be done to restore the public's trust.
Will we be able to change public perception overnight? For sure, no. But unless we understand that that is something that is crucially important, we can do 10 energy reforms, and if we don't address that, we will not seize the full potential of the Mexican economy.
Mr. Peña Nieto's administration got off to a blistering start, passing nearly a dozen structural reforms in less than 2 years to try to boost Mexico's long-term growth and prosperity. They included a bold energy reform and sweeping changes to telecoms oligopolies. But the impact on Mexico's growth has so far been limited.
Reforms are not short-term tools. These are things that will take some time. And they need persistence, and we need to be disciplined to implement those reforms for them to live up to their potential. So we believe that the reforms might add between 1.5 and 2 points of GDP growth by the end of the decade. Hopefully that happens sooner rather than later. The international environment is a challenge, and we need to react quickly to that as well.
The disappearance of 43 students, apparently murdered by a drug gang allegedly working in cahoots with police in the western state of Guerrero in September, sent shockwaves through the country, especially as the government appeared slow to react. Mr. Videgaray says the government has learned important lessons from the debacle.
We need to go beyond this package of reforms. And things that are not as obvious that might have an impact on growth certainly will not have an impact on short-term growth, but will create a better environment for investment and for job creation. I'm talking about things that now have become clear that are important. Things like addressing security, justice, the rule of law overall, transparency. Certainly we need to build an environment of better confidence in institutions, better confidence in policy. And that's going to be a source of growth and of a better country.
Mr. Peña Nieto, the president, has also been cornered by allegations of crony capitalism in connection with a luxury family mansion, an embarrassment that was compounded when it emerged that Mr. Videgaray had also bought a property from the same government contractor. In a recent postcard campaign launched by civil society groups, Mexicans vented their frustration with the ruling classes by sending in their own proposals for reforming the country. These include calls for massive pay cuts for public servants, zero tolerance for corruption, less bureaucracy, far fewer legislators, better education and better policing. Mr. Videgaray recognises that energy reforms are not enough.
This government has achieved wonderful things, and I'm absolutely confident that these reforms, the reforms that have been done in the first 2 years, would significantly change Mexico's economy for the next decades to come. But that's not the question today. The question today is about trust, it's about confidence. And I think that all public authorities, starting with the executive, this also goes to Congress and to judges and to the Supreme Court and to all state and local authorities.
Despite the apparent goodwill of Mr. Peña Nieto and his finance minister, they will have their work cut out to carry out the root and branch reforms that Mexicans seem to want. Mr. Videgaray nevertheless remains optimistic. An important start, he says, will be getting independent investigations of allegations of corruption.
In retrospective, of course, it would have been a lot better to have this reform moving on early on. But now we have an opportunity because of all the recent events. I think that society, public opinion, the media, now are really paying attention to this matter. And now Congress has an opportunity to do something which might not be exactly what the president initially proposed. There's been many discussions and many changes. But as long as we get a credible, independent body that will investigate and prosecute corruption cases in any branch of government, we will have addressed a significant gap in our institutional build-up.
That was Mexico's finance minister, Luis Videgaray, speaking to me recently in his office in Mexico City.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.